Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Amen and amen. Wow. It's quite blinding up here, but it's all good. You would agree with me that we sit here today because of the yes of a couple. We sit here today because they didn't say no, they didn't say maybe, but they give their wholehearted yes. And I wouldn't be standing here today, Rory and Dave, if you hadn't said yes. And your yes is permissioned, but empowered, but also as well given voice and vocation to so many people who I know are present today and are watching online. And so I want us one more time to stand and honor Apostle Rory and Dave Jensen for what they've done in Jesus' name. Wow. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, we thank you. We are so thankful. Father, we're so thankful. And Father, we honor and we give honor to this incredible couple for their yes. And Lord, their continued yes. God, they haven't given up. They've given in to everything that you've said and everything you're doing. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. Wow. Friends, it is so good to be with you, and I am just so honored to share today. And I really believe the Lord is not just wanting to equip, but I believe the Lord is wanting to establish something today. I believe this isn't just a celebration, but this is a commissioning service. Because you can't celebrate a jubilee as an event. It is a lifestyle. It is a resting upon us of what the Lord is doing. I really believe many of us as believers and as Christians see the blessings of God as an event instead of seeing it as an empowering to actually do them things He's called us to do. And it's an empowering, and I'm just so thankful. I didn't realize this, but as I'm sitting there, I'm looking behind me, and I notice on one side is the Great Command. The other side is the Great Commission. And I believe today God wants to empower us in the not just the Great Commission, but the Great Command. That we know what it is, not just to love, but to be loved. I want to ask you right now, how loved are you living? How loved are you living? To love, you got to know what it is to be loved. To know Him is to be known by Him. And this is the empowerment. And I really believe the Lord is wanting to ungird something today. He's wanting to commission us. He's wanting to bring us back to our first love. He's wanting to lay aside that which has held us back, that which has diminished us, that which has cut us off. And I believe, friend, I want to say this, COVID can no longer be an excuse. We can't live in what was. We shake it off. Amen. We get a bit Taylor Swift, but we shake it off. We stand up and we move into what the Lord has already called us into. Because I want to encourage you right now. COVID didn't change the Great Command and it didn't change the Great Commission. COVID didn't change the nature of God. COVID didn't change the gospel. COVID didn't change His power. COVID didn't change His promises. But what has happened, we've allowed a narrative of man to change the nature of God. I want to tell you right now, the nature of God is changing the narrative of man. And if you've come here today and you've lived under the circumstances and situations, if you've lived under that which was, if you've lived under that which has held you back, I want to say today is the day of reckoning. Today is the day where God is saying, get off the grave clothes because it's resurrection time. Amen? It is resurrection time. And so how many people know that when God wants to speak through you, He'll speak to you first? You see, sometimes your mess is a message. That is a blessing for those who haven't done their laundry yet, those who feel they haven't done that DIY project. Your mess is a message. And there's no one in this room right now without a mess. There's no one in this room that has not been in a mess. Your mess is a message. And I remember the beginning of the year, the father came to me and he said, Gary, Son, you're whole in spirit, you're whole in soul, but you're not whole in body. And I was carrying 102 kilos, December. My wife said I had a body like a god. Yeah, Buddha. But it was this incredible place of like, God, what do you mean? He said, son, I want you whole. And you're my heart, friends. This isn't a shaming. This isn't your journey. This is mine. But the Lord spoke to me about the body of Christ. That, friends, he doesn't just want us CrossFit. He wants us resurrection fit. He wants us in a place of wholeness, of not just body, but soul and of spirit as well. Because if we're going to be the whole bride, friend, we need everything to be whole. Amen? And if we're going to be a people of not a sprint, but a people of endurance, because friend, there is a command and there is a commission for us to be a part of. Friends, we cannot be lacking any good thing. We cannot be found in a place of being out of breath. You see, to be out of breath is to be out of spirit. Because pneuma, breath, is the breath of God. And friend, I don't want to be out of breath in the things of God. Am I speaking to somebody? And so at the beginning of the year, when I felt him say that, I remember where I was. I remember what I was doing. And I went home that day. And I opened my kitchen cupboards. And all of a sudden, out came these. Lord, I thought you said you wanted me whole. Isn't it amazing God speaks to you in chocolate? He sweetens the rebuke. Amen? And all of it, people are saying, God, speak to me in chocolate. Don't speak to me by your fire. Speak to me by your chocolate. Amen? And these fell out of the cupboard. And I looked at them, and the Lord said me two things. He said, son, we're entering a season right now as the church where God is restoring mission and maturity. He is restoring mission and maturity. Then he got a bit deeper with me. He said, son, it's time to get up, and it's time to grow up. And I began to realize that all throughout these last 3 years, I had been making an excuse. I had been creating a narrative about God in my life that wasn't the nature of God. You see, circumstances and situations will warp your perception and your narrative of God to fit into a comfortable place instead of a courageous place. I'll say it like this. Complacency is the aggressive pursuit of comfort. You see, you don't need faith for comfort. You need faith for courage. You don't need miracles for the easy. You need miracles for the impossible. You don't need faith when it comes to bringing transformation to your society. You don't need faith when it comes to the comfortable. You need faith when it comes to the impossible. And the Lord began to speak to me about this place of mission and maturity. You see, friends, mission is the goal. There is a goal in the gospel. And I feel like we have, friends, you're my heart when I say this. Pentecostals have become too comfortable with the room. We've become too comfortable with the room. We've become too comfortable with four walls. We've become too comfortable with God come in when God says get out. Yeah. We'd be too comfortable having an encounter instead of being the encounter. We've been so comfortable with being or hearing a message instead of being the message. And there is an invitation, friend. There is a calling of mission and maturity that the Lord is wanting to bring to the body of Christ so that we don't become pew warmers. We don't become seat warmers, but we begin to set the fire to this earth and people begin to see us burning with a passion for his name. Mission and maturity. We take the narratives of God. And we fit them into our comfortability. I believe God wants to break the box. Amen? Amen. His name isn't Jack. His name is Jehovah. Yeah. We can't wind it up on a Sunday morning, friends. We can't wind it up and expect God to come out. He is not a God that comes out. He's a God that comes down. He is a God that comes down and ignites. Amen? The Lord said this to me in May. He said, son, he said, man, I feel the presence of God. This is what he said to me in May. He said, fame falls on platforms, but fire falls on altars. And he said this church is entering a season right now where I am going to dismantle platforms and I will build altars. I will build altars because fame falls on platforms, but fire falls on altars. It's incredible all throughout our humanity when you think about finance. You know, people jumping on the whole crypto bandwagon. What are cryptos part of? They're part of a platform. When we think about theater, we see platform. When we think about different aspects of humanity, it's platforms. You see, God is taking away the platform and he's asking us to build an altar. What does it look like to build an altar of generosity in our life? What does it look like to bring an altar of healing? To bring an altar where we say, God, we are building an altar. We're dismantling a platform. And friends, I'm not saying we can't have this. You see, this is a stage. But it's also an altar. It depends on your intent, not the content. And the danger has come is we've been more about the content and we've missed the intent. And God is calling us right now, church. He is inviting us. He is requiring and inquiring of us in this season that the intent of our heart dismantles the content of our lives so that our life becomes the altar. You are a walking, living altar of God. Amen? You are the 67th book of the Bible. You are the 60th. Gary, there's only 66 books. Yeah, but you're the 67th. Why? Because the world doesn't read their Bible, but they read their Christians. And the question is, are they reading Lamentations or are they reading Acts of the Apostles? Amen? And this is where the Lord's inviting us to be the command and to be the commission in everything that we say and do. And God is restoring maturity and mission back to the body of Christ. He's releasing the M&Ms. But another word for M&M, another word for M&M is Mary and Martha. And I feel we have victimized the Marthas. We have victimized the works of the Lord because we have a linear, we have a distorted view of that story. And anyone who's in action, we victimize because it's all about rest. I feel like the definition for rest in the body of Christ is laziness. Am I speaking to somebody? We have confused rest. You see, rest isn't the inactivity of man. It's the activity of God. When we give up and we give in to what he's wanting to do. Rest is active participation in the presence of God. Whew. I am participating in the presence where my earthly actions ceased, but my heavenly actions increase. Am I speaking to somebody? You see, we have victimized Marthas. But Jesus said, Martha, Martha, what troubles you? Mary has chosen what is best for this time. You see, tomorrow could have been a Martha time. But we stick in the Mary time. And friends, we wonder why no one's going. You see, when I take my kids to school, I love this. I take my kids to school. And it's usually women. I've yet to find a man yet, but it's usually these women. They're in their active wear. And, you know, they're walking in, and they're like, and I'm like, you just been to the gym, love? No. What are you doing in active wear? Oh, I just want to be comfortable. You been to the gym? No. You see, they put on this active wear, and they think they're active. They put on this active wear. I tell you, I wish I could wear some active wear. My wife would tell me she'd leave me if I put active wear on. But I wish I could wear these active wears. But what people are doing, they're putting on this active wear. They're not even going to the gym. Do you know what that's like? That's like putting on Christ and not raising the dead. That's like putting on Christ and not healing the sick. You see, we can't put on Christ and not do anything about it, friends. We can't put on Christ and not see our family saved. We can't put on Christ and not see our community change. Friends, we can't wear active wear and not go be active. And I believe what God is calling the body of Christ to right now is not a place of just putting on Christ and being dormant, but putting on Christ and being dynamic. That we put on Christ. You see, I don't believe we're in a season right now where God wants us just to be active. He wants us to activate. Friend, you're my heart right now. If I see another mentorship or internship, I'm going to throw my Bible. God hasn't called us to mentorship. He hasn't called us to internship. He's called us to discipleship. He's called us to discipleship. God's not looking for mentees. God's not looking for interns. He's looking for disciples because disciples beget disciples. Amen? When you have Christ in you, when you have Christ on you, you can't help but disciple. We're not active, we activate. That's the presence of God. When Christ is on you, you activate others. I can't help but be around people where Christ is on them because it activates something in me. When I'm around Rory Jensen, she activates me. That's the nature of the apostolic. Am I speaking to somebody? I fear we've taken, this is a maturity question. This is a maturity problem, is we've taken what we think is the gospel, the recipe of the gospel, and we've changed it. Someone said once, we're going to live in an era where you can have salvation without repentance. You can have blessing without giving. Friends, I fear we're in those days. But there is a clarion call going out where you realize you cannot have salvation without repentance. You see, if you change the ingredients, you change the experience. And I fear we've changed the ingredients, therefore we've changed the experience. You see, my kids, my wife are gluten intolerant. How many intolerances we got here today? Do you know why you're gluten intolerant? Because someone messed with the ingredients. And the Bible says that He is the bread of life. And I wonder why the world is intolerant of Jesus. Because man has messed with the ingredients. And we have a world that is intolerant to the bread of life. But it ain't the bread of life I know. You see, we have to come back to who Jesus is. Amen? You see, I fear we read the Bible. We treat the gospel like Finding Nemo. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Anything happens, just keep swimming. God's going to find me. God's got this. It's okay. It's okay. No, friends. I don't believe the gospel of Jesus Christ is Disney. I don't believe it's Finding Nemo. The way I see my Father, the way I see God, is kind of like Liam Neeson in Taken. I will find you. I have a particular set of skills that I've acquired over time, and I will find. You see, the Word of God finds me, it convicts me, it activates me, and it sends me. That's what the fire of God, that's what the gospel is. And I fear we've watered down what God is wanting to make potent through our lives. Am I speaking to somebody? Paul said in Romans, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Because it is the power of God unto salvation. Friend, we are coming to a season right now where we have to step into great commands and great commissions because the power of God must be demonstrated. There is an invitation for us to step into maturity and into mission of growing up. Let's make this meeting legal and quote some scripture. Amen? In James chapter 1, I believe this is the invitation right now for us as the body of Christ. James chapter 1, I remember many times as a pastor getting emails from different other pastors saying, I quit, I give up. Gary, by any chance, do you have a word for me? Do you just have one word? I used to say coffee, but these days, do you have one word? I said, yeah, James chapter 1. Count it all joy, brethren, when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith is producing. What is it producing? Endurance. I fear we are in a generation that's lost endurance. We tap out quicker than we jump in. Am I speaking to somebody? James says, count it all joy. If you're going to count your joy, you've got to make your joy count. If you're going to count your blessings, you've got to make your blessings count. James says, count it all joy, brethren, when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith is producing endurance. You see, I love what Pastor Rory brought. The seed, when you fall, it's doing something. Though you can't see it, though it's gone, though it's out of sight. How many people in this room know when you get a prophetic word, it's like everything opposite happens? Do you know why? Because it's being tested. It's being tested. You see, a seed, when it falls into the ground, has to die. Unless it dies, it can't bear fruit. You see, what happens is everything dies around that word. There's no life around that word. When that word is given, it's like everything dies. Everything dies in you and everything dies around you. Why? Because it's about to bring forth life. It's about to bring forth life. You see, it goes into the unseen to come out into the seen. And so if you're wondering right now what's happening to me, friend, this is the maturity part. This is where God is doing something. This is where something is being perfected. This is where something is being proven. You see, a gospel that goes unproven is just a story. I'm saying that again. The gospel that goes unproven is just a story. I want to ask you this question. Is the gospel you know the gospel you show? Not just to others, but to yourself. You see, we're okay believing it for others, but you believe it for yourself. We love praying blessing for others, but can you pray blessing for yourself? We can believe for the impossible for others, but do we believe for the impossible ourselves? Am I speaking to somebody? Count it all joy. Knowing that the testing of your faith, verse 4, but let patience, let endurance have its perfect work. Everyone say perfect work. Friends, don't tap out until endurance has its perfect work. You see, every promise has a process. The danger comes is we tap out of a process and we miss the promise. I found in my life, the blessing of the promise has been outweighed by the blessing of the process. I've gained more in the process than I have in the promise. That's maturity. That's growing up. That's what God does. He forms something in us. So whatever you're going through right now, friend, I want to validate. It's crap. It's really, really is crap. What you're going through right now, friends, I want to validate. I'm not looking over it. I'm not making it small. It is massive. But I want to encourage you. I want to invite you into a perspective that says, look at what is being produced in you while you're going through it. What are you doing, God? What are you doing in me? Because it's doing something. Do you know what it's doing? It's having its perfect work. Why? That you may be, I love this word, perfect. We look at it and we think perfection. Another word here is mature. That you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Lacking, when you know you lack nothing, you order differently. When you know you lack nothing, you speak differently. And you see, this is what's happened, is these last 3 years, which are no longer an excuse, have caused us to lose confidence. Have caused us to live in a place of lack instead of abundance. It's caused us to think small instead of breaking out of a box that God is inviting us into. Why can't you own a house? Why can't you get married? Why can't you get a new relationship? Why can't you find your family that's estranged? Why can't God restore your children back to you? Why? Who told you they can't? When I look at impossible, I don't say why. I say why not? Yeah. Who told you? There's two things that shut us down as believers. One is fear and one is forgetfulness. And they're the two F's in Scripture that God told us. Fear not and forget not. When you fear not and you forget not, you take down giants. But when you fear and you forget, giants take you down. And there's an invitation right now in maturity. There's an invitation in mission. There's an M&M anointing being released right now. Amen? That we would step into a place of fearing not and forgetting not. And I know chains are going to break here this morning. I know God is going to do something in this place. Because this, if this is an aircraft carrier, if this is an apostolic resource center, if this is a place of launching, friends, we're going to launch. Amen? And I know you might not be part of this church, but you're not here by accident. Because I believe what has shut down in you these last 3 years, God is about to open up. What has caused you to think small, what has caused you to be small, what has caused you to feel like a grasshopper, God is giving you a Caleb anointing to see it differently, to do it differently, and to be it differently in Jesus' name. I'd love the band to come. Maybe the keyboardist, that's going to be helpful. Just the keyboardist. Wow. Man, Andrew, I love that turn then. Woo! Could you play in the key of A for me and pad it? That'll be awesome. Thanks so much. Wow. Just bring it up. Some guy, just bring it up. Bring them pads right up. There is a sound that is about to deafen the noise. It's a noise of an enemy. It's a noise of a circumstance. It's a noise that has been tormenting you and intimidating you for too long. It's a noise that requires us to allow His voice to be loud in our life. Just bring it right up if you can. Wow. Come on, I begin to prophesy. Wow. Let endurance have its perfect work, so that you may be mature, complete, and lack nothing. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. The same virtue that went out of Him can come into you. The same voice that called Lazarus forth is the same voice that's calling you forth right now. The same fire that fell on the day of Pentecost is the same fire that is falling on the hearts of this church right now, of sent ones. And I feel like right now God wants to commission. But you know, some of you right now don't need a commissioning, you need a permissioning. There is a permission and a commission here right now that's going to happen in this place. Because I feel like the Spirit of the Lord has not caused you to be here just for a jubilee. But if we were to take that word, friends, your debt is paid, your sentence is clear, your chains are loosed, and your prison doors are opened. That means it's a new day. And I know there's people here right now, it's not just ministries, it's not just ministers, but I believe there's people of business, there's people of government, there's people that you've tried to take a mountain, and God is now inviting you to speak to it. And I want to invite you right now, if that's you, if this word has resonated with you, friend, I'm not here to hype. I'm not here to stir up. If it's just one person, I have done my job. I've done what He's asked me to do. But I know there's people in this room, you're living under the intimidation. You're living under the situation and circumstances of the last 3 years. You think small, you feel small. God wants to break you out of that prison. Today is your day. If that's you, I want you to come and fill this altar right now. Just come. Just come, because God's doing a new thing. Just come. There is a commissioning and a permissioning in this place right now. Just come. Just come. Wow. Spirit of God, fall afresh. Just come. Just come. just come. Wow. No longer do I live under the situation and circumstances. No longer do I think small. No longer do I feel small. No longer am I intimidated. But Father, I answer your call of the great command and the great commission. Wow. Spirit of God, fall afresh on us today. Intimidated by the voice of giants, but we take them down in Jesus' name. We take them down in Jesus' name. Wow. 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 Those who've come, I'd love you to put your hand on your hearts right now. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, today I purpose in my heart to answer the command and answer the commission. The great command and the great commission. And I repent. I ask you to forgive me for every small thinking, every idol, every thought that has raised itself against the knowledge of God. And Father, I invite you to be loud in my life. I give you my heart. I allow your lordship. I receive your sonship. And I receive your friendship into my heart and into my life. Wow. Father, right now in Jesus' name, Father, I ask you for a branding of the Spirit to come and mark this place. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come, that Lord, you would brand our hearts, that you would mark us, that you would set us apart, that no longer, Father, would we entertain giants, but we would take them down in Jesus' name. That we would take them down in Jesus' name. Father, the giant of religion, Father, the giant of politics, Father, the giant of suicide, the giant of divorce, Father, the giant of promiscuity, Father, the giant of adultery, Father, the giant of idolatry, Father, the giants of consumerism, Father, we choose today not to be consumers, but to be communers. That we would commune at your table. That we would commune. In Jesus' name. 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 In Jesus' name.